Day 295, or October the 22nd. Giving is enjoyable. Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 19, verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Our passage today takes us right into the final week of the life of Jesus. Many traditions call this Passion Week, and it is filled with drama and tension, even though we know what happens in the end. I remember teaching in the Ukraine shortly after the breakup of the Soviet Union and meeting people there who didn't know the final outcome. What a thrill to tell them and for them to hear for the very first time. Being in the South where the religious authorities held sway, Luke relates a number of encounters that Jesus has with them. Luke faithfully records the triumphal entry of Jesus as he enters the city fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah. This is one of the few events which is covered by all four gospel writers, so it is obviously important. And now, our action step for today. Luke is the only one to tell us of Jesus' meeting with that infamous little man, Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. It's significant that Zacchaeus' response to the good news is a beaming, "How much can I give?" Sadly, too many folk today ask, "How little do I need to give?" Churches and Christian organizations are constantly seeking funds to enable them to play their part in the kingdom. This is only possible if those whom God has chosen to be generous with their wealth will respond in like manner and do their part for the kingdom of God. We expect preachers, teachers, and evangelists to be enthusiastic. At least I do. So should givers and financial supporters of God's work. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver, and in my experience, when we give cheerfully, we get so much satisfaction out of it that we wonder why we don't do it more often. Try it and see.